100 Word Stories. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. No more excuses for the poor audio quality. I got my good headset on, and I'm not eating anything while recording. The topic this week was 27%, and we got a lot of stories in this week. The first one is by, well, it's somebody new, William R. Davis Kenmore Swipe, Ph.D., E.D.D., L.S.D., theoretical mathematician. Welcome to the story time, William R. Davis Kenmore Swipe, Ph.D., E.D.D., and all that. And here is your story.
His usual mixture was 27% Bright Virginia, 15% Cavendish, 10% Latakia, and the rest, pencil shavings, gunpowder, and selenium. He smoked an antique meerschaum once, smoked by Gertrude Stein, resplendent in his tailored, velour-cuffed, smoking jacket. Young Mr. Thomas was the epitome of culture, class, and achievement until he was caught by the pistol-wielding security officer last week, stealing ladies' underthings off the clotheslines and sniffing the seats of bicycles parked in the garage. Embarrassed and bringing shame to the Thomas family, young Mr. Thomas took his own life by sucking on the exhaust pipe of his father's Bentley.
Thank you, Dr. Davis Kenmore Swipe. All right, who's next? Thomas from up there in Squim. He has two stories for us, and then the next one will have three, and the next one will have four, and through Zeno's paradox, we'll never get to the end of the show. So let's get right to it with Thomas.
His usual mixture was 27% xylene, 10% isopropyl alcohol, 20% acetone, and the rest liquefied petroleum gas. He spent his working day cleaning graffiti from public property. The taggers were brain-damaged skateboarders and grammar school gang members. The Central Fox Pups was the oldest gang, but the middle school Jezebels was coming up strong. They used 4-inch paintbrushes and epoxy paint for tagging, and they traveled in packs of 9. There were 5 painters and a lookout for each compass direction. They could paint a park bench or a city truck in 5 minutes, wielding a brush in each hand. The new president, a total whack job, proposed a flat 27% income tax for taxpayers making less than $15,000 a year. The people were up in arms, so he raised it to $16,000 a year. Those making over the amount were to pay in flesh. A pound of flesh would pay half your taxes. 3 pounds paid the income tax and earned a year of satellite TV. The underground formed, and meat lockers at military installations were filled with tax payments. The mystery of the disappearing underclass was never solved, and along with it, their flat 27% tax.
Thank you, Thomas. All right, we're just burning through here today. Let's see, who's going to be the... Oh, we have someone else that's new to the podcast. It's Colonel Terrence. And I'm just looking in. Yep, he sent a sound file, so I don't need to record and make it sound like a midget. Here is Colonel Terrence.
Kenmore was an endorphin junkie and the son of a very rich family in Piedmont Hills. He spent the winter sledding the Alps, popping frozen grapes and sipping martinis as he traversed the hills in a monogram bobsled. His sled runners were waxed with a mixture of 27% beeswax, 15% unborn mink oil, and the balance, baby fat, harvested by Falun Gong practitioners. Ten more Sinswick Kutikern had no use for ordinary people, especially the poor and disabled. He employed full-time servants to gather plastic wrap and dispose of his bodily waste, just as his friend O did in Montecito.
Thank you, Colonel Terrence. You know, you sound an awful lot like Dr. William Davis Kenmore's wife. I don't know, maybe, you know, just a coincidence. All right, so next up we have Pamela Clift. And she didn't record hers, or she's not related to the other two, so I guess I'll be reading this one. So there you go. Ta-da! Stretching and groaning from the pain of decrepit bodily muscles, which occurs on this side of the age hill of life, a marathon from bed to kitchen looms constantly on the daily horizon. Getting a cup of coffee and trying to awake, falling into the kitchen chair to again face the nemesis of that horrible ceiling spot. It was a past spaghetti dinner explosion that shot straight up. 4 months that spot had continued to laugh at my inabilities. Today was an epiphany and a solution with a lightweight mop. Small successes equals age Olympics. Thank you, Pamela. And keep coming back. There's always room for more. I need to get a bigger hard drive. Next up, we have Tura Bregianu. Once again, let us go into the mind of Tura. It's scary in here.
After global warming, the oxygen crisis. We learned in school that the atmosphere is 21% oxygen, right? 20 years ago it was. It's 22 now. So, old folks get to breathe a little easier. Nothing wrong with that? At 24%, you can't fight city fires. At 26, you see long-term health damage, blindness, strokes. No one knows why it's happening. Humanity has grown so big, everything we do bumps up against something, like Alice in the White Rabbit's house. But we still know almost nothing about how the world works. At 27%, it's the end. All the vegetation will burn until it's gone. Disclaimer, this is a work of fiction, and any resemblance with actual facts is coincidental.
Thank you, Tura, but we're going to treat that as actual science. And you've won a Nobel Prize for it! Although they're cutting back on the amount of money, so sorry about that. It'll only be like a million kroner, whatever a kroner is, instead of 1.2 million kroner. That 0.2 million kroner, man, that's what makes it so good. You can get the caviar gold-plated when you've got that. Next up, we have Muncie. Yes, Muncie. Muncie is here. And, well, I don't have anything else to say. I'll let Muncie say that for you.
Take 36. Podcasting tip. While recording a story, don't fill your apartment with angry bees. I don't remember why I did that. Oh. The 27% by Chris Monroe. Team meeting, everybody. Here's what's happening. Sales are down, industries change, and we've got to change or we'll be left behind. So I'm trimming the department budget by 27%. To prevent layoffs, wages and benefits will be cut by 27%, and your retirement package will change to reflect this. Thanks in advance for your cooperation. Huh? No. My bonuses won't be cut. They'll grow, due to my skillful crisis management. But that's not important. What matters is, nobody's fired, and we're sharing the sacrifice. This is good news. We've really accomplished something today. We're the few, the proud, the 27%. More flash fiction at munzeestories.blogspot.com. Tweets at munzeemunzee. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm deathly allergic to bees and really ought to get to the hospital.
Oh, you got stung by a bee? You're not going to sue me for doing the story for this podcast and getting hurt. Our insurance won't cover it. We don't have any legalese or whatever, but pretty much everybody's responsible for any injuries that occur while attempting to record. Or publish, or post, or sleep, or drink. If you choke on your tea while recording, not my fault. Or while listening, well, it's not my fault you were listening while driving and trying to use your iPhone and... Never mind. Next up is Logan Berry. I get to read this one too, so I know you just, oh, we want the midget back. And then when I put the midget back, we want to get rid of the midget. And then when I put the midget back in, yeah, we want to get it, we want him back. It's just not fair. When I was 8, me and my best friend Steven broke into a neighbor's house. We were looking for cash. Not a lot of cash, but enough to buy a bowl of French fries at Bud's Grill. We looked in all the obvious places, on top of the dresser where my mother kept coins, and in the cupboard by the fridge where Stephen's mother kept change. But our take was precisely nothing. We liked the neighbor victim, Mrs. Davies, and were horribly remorseful when she found out about our crime and told us with sad eyes that we couldn't play with her daughter Anna anymore. My parents were furious, and I endured a month-long grounding and united demonstration of disappointment in me, their eldest daughter. Stephen's mother cried, and his father, before giving him a beating, said, "Childhood criminals are 27% more likely to serve prison time as adults." He was always a total dick. Thank you, Logan, and you're right. His dad always was a total dick. Now, speaking of someone who's very nice and very sweet, Serendipity Haven. And if you're in Second Life, be sure to go to her SL9B build, where she's asking for people to collaborate on a story. And you can do that in World, online, on this, on that, everywhere! But, you know, that's not going on right here. So let's go ahead with Sarah's story, shall we? You may laugh, but consider what it's like being me. There I was, just a few hours old, and as my mother slept in her hospital bed, Dad twiddled his fingers, growing increasingly bored. Turning on the TV, he flicked to the news channel, smiling broadly at the news of Facebook's stock flotation. Hurriedly scribbling some figures on a spare scrap of paper, his smile grew broader still. He nipped out for a coffee. The registrar arrived to collect my birth registration. Reading it, she frowned, shrugged, and filed it away. And that's how I ended up named 27% Profit. Stuff the sleep. I'll settle for coffee. Thank you, Serendipity. And remember, she's got SL9B... The link is up in the show notes. You know, when I say, go to the websites of all the people who sent stuff in. Well, it's up there. And you can go and read and be like, oh, cool, I can write something. And then you'll write something. What are you cats doing? Oh, they want to go outside and play. Okay, I need to let them go outside and play. While I do that, here's Lizzie Goodcough.
How much is 27%? The kid asked. As much as it sounds, his friend replied. How much is that? It depends on the total. The total what? The total thing you want the 27% of. In the waiting room, the dialogue went on and on, people getting impatient. Suddenly, a man stood up and showed his four-fingered hand, lifting one finger. See this? This is more or less 27%. Oh, the kid said. 27% is a finger. You should have said so in the first place. The friend rolled his eyes, and just for the record, it was not that finger. This was my story for the weekly challenge. Drop by my blog if you like at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com and meet me on Twitter, and my name there is also Lizzie Goodcough. Okay, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. Yay! Wait, which finger was it? Oh, sorry. as you can tell, they didn't go outside. I have no idea what's wrong with them. So I guess that means let's go with Bonchance and Sevi. They've got two stories this week. Everyone's just loading up for bear. Here's Bonchance and Sevi.
Crap Mariners, 100-word challenge. This week's challenge word, 27%. Collaborative Rights by Severina Helistar and Bonchan Slongfo. 27%. Pablo received a letter from SB asking if he would donate his sperm for her to have a puppy. SB gave details about the fertility clinic that Pablo was to visit and make a test donation. It would ascertain his virility. Pablo would do anything for his SB. Perhaps if he fathered her puppy, she would want a more permanent relationship. He put circus life on hold. He was told the results of his sperm donation would be mailed to him in the express post. 5 days later, the results arrived. Typed in bold, sperm count, 27%. Normal, over 85%. 27% by Severina Helostar and Bonchan Slongfo. Tom always gave 100%. Meetings wasted about 40% of his time. 60% could still be quite effective, except for the fact that company emails ate up about 20% of his time, deleting corporate updates that no one reads, along with letters from the HR departments and benefit departments. Cost-saving strategies of all employees disposing their own trash in the dumpster and a roster to clean the employee bathrooms consumed another 10%. Further distracted by suspicions that his old mangy cat was pregnant and his wife of 25 years was going to leave him, rounded down his effectiveness to 27%.
Thank you, Bonchanson. Give me back my head. No, don't chew on the cord. No, don't grip. Bruin. He wants to play with the cord. I'll let him. Because there'll come a day when he can't play with the cord. So, you know, you got to do what you do. All right. Next up, Zachman. Does he? No, he only has one story. So let's... Zachman, tell us a story. Bruin, stop it.
So have you checked out the new podcast database? Yes, I have, Zach, and even signed up. Now stop messaging me about it. Sorry, I was afraid there was someone who I messaged more than once. The website is Scott Roach's baby, but I do find a database for podcast creators and podcast fans a really cool idea. So, Zach, have you entered any of your favorite podcasts or content creators yet? A couple, but I might have only caused Scott to do 27% more work because I am very, you know, very helpful, but maybe not so technically inclined.
Thank you, Zach, man. That hits the spot. We've got another story waiting for you. It's somebody new, Dionysus Close. And, well, hold on. Nope, didn't send a recording, so you know what that means. I'm not a midget. I'm not doing the midget thing. According to Wikipedia, the average human life expectancy worldwide is 67.2 years. And according to Aristotle, human happiness, the good life for humans, is a measure that only applies to a whole life. So what does this mean that her smile, the way she lowered her eyes, only her lashes visible, over that delighted smile, the light like early fall off her hair when I told her what I'd written stopped at 18? Isn't that only 27% of a good life, of happiness? Who gets the leftover happiness that was ours? Where's that fucking happiness now, 27 years later? Thank you, Dionysus. Oh, wait, there's one more? All right, let me hand it to the midget that's full size. I thought of immortality figuratively when I first heard of Ottawa. Then I contacted him because I thought it was desirable. He entered negotiations in a way that, over time, impressed upon me the literal and serious nature of the process. By photographing me with the camera he had developed, I would literally become immortal. I would elude inevitable death. Negotiations. He claimed it was better to think in terms of how much life I wanted to keep, and instead of expressing this quality as a percentage. Now, always now, 27% through life, I ask, why not 100%? Thank you, Dionysus. And come back next week. Keep coming back. Everybody come back. Don't leave me here. Don't leave me with... Who's next? Guy David! He's scaring me! Ah! Okay, he's not scaring me.
Tropical Fish, a 100-word story by Guy David. It jumped out of the water and started walking on the sand. I stealthily followed between the shadows, curious. It walked into the badly misspelled gift shop named Everyone Peasant. Others of its kind were already there. Others followed. All in all, there were 27 of them. They didn't talk in any common language. Instead, they used a sound that was halfway between a gurgle and the rumbling of a madman. Seeing them up close, I recognized them immediately and I knew I had to warn the mayor. There was no doubt about it. The Murlocs have arrived.
Thank you, Guy David. Oh, the music is always so weird. I like it. You know what else I like? I like it when Danny's got, yeah, you're gonna like this one. Here's Danny Dwyer and his special brand of joy. Danny, go for it.
Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer here with Weekly Challenge 321, the 27%. Here we go. First, the 1% came for the convicted felons. And I didn't speak out because I'm not a convicted felon. And then they came for the poor unwed mothers. And I didn't speak out because I'm not a poor unwed mother. And then they came for all the union workers. I did not speak out because I am not a union worker. And then they came for all the middle class. And I did not speak out because I'm no longer middle class. Then they came for the remaining 27%. I cried for help, but there was no one else left to speak for me.
Thank you, Danny. Well, they're coming for all the percents. All the percents they want to take. All right. We'll stop them. You and me, we'll stop them together. Thank you, Danny. Next up, we have Cliff, Uncle Monster. Whatever you say, he's 100% good American Joe. Here's Cliff.
I haven't recorded my stories lately because I had to sell my recording gear to cover some losses. I suppose I should have known better. The guy promised a return of 27%. It was miles better than any other investment I could find, so I signed up. He had an office and everything. I really thought he was legit. Turns out, any con man can rent an office with a view. When he said that I'd get a return of 27%, he meant when I cashed out, I got 27% of my money back. So, brother, can you spare a microphone? And just for the record, I miss the midget.
Thank you, Cliff. Yay! Are we done yet? Nope, still got more. Here's Norval Joe. Play that harmonica! I know I'm being quick with these little bumpers, but you want this episode out, don't you? I do. I want it out. Whew. Well, here he is.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press and of The Price of Friendship, available at Podiobooks.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 321 with a prompt of 27%. So here's my story. The crazification factor, as determined by a friend of the blogger John Rogers, is the percentage of the population that is crazy and will vote for a candidate against all rational judgment. Referring to the 2004 Obama-Keyes Senate election, he said, Keyes was plainly, obviously, completely crazy. Batshit crazy, head trauma crazy, but 27% of the population of Illinois voted for him. 98% of the total mass of the universe is the sun. It was long held that 27% of the sun's mass was made up of helium. That must be why, when you inhale helium, you sound crazy. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. The Secretary of State, Hillary Rodham Clinton, was quoted as saying, I will neither confirm nor deny that the United States has sent wiener dog drones into Iran or any other Middle Eastern country.
Oh no, did she do that? Oh, I told her that people need to be giving flowers. All right, well, we'll work on her stuff. And thank you, Norval Joe. All right, let's bring this up a bit. Red Goddess has something. We're going to hear more about Lola. Isn't that right? Lola, you got... Okay, all right, here comes Lola. At 6 p.m., Lola hears the harmonious chorus of church bells. She arrived home from a hotel job with sore feet and aching back. She plopped down in front of a small TV. Her grandmother is out for bingo night at the community center. Her siblings are also MIA. She turns on the TV and immediately hears the news anchor reports. Unemployment is still in double digits, and the president has not provided his new job recovery plan. I'm lucky to have a job in this economy, Lola thought. Looking at her paycheck, she realizes her wages have been reduced by 27%. Thank you, Red Goddess. I'm starting to miss a midget, too. Oh well, at least I have Planet Z to be able to read this story for me. Then we'll wrap things up and get this up on the site. How's them apples? Oh wait, I can't eat apples right now. Oh well, let's go ahead and just hand it off to Planet Z.
The city of Bel Air put radar speed traps on Newcastle Road. The sign only said 15. It's not my fault it only has two digits. We fly down the road, ignoring stop signs and lights, zooming past the houses and the school and community center. Sally and I scream with laughter. As we came up Bel Air Road, I opened up the throttle and pulled back on the stick. The plane pulled up and we soared over the intersection. Heading back to the airport, her phone went off. It was her dad, the sheriff of West University. He hates Bel Air.
And there you have it. A bunch of really good stories about 27%. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the author's websites, the text of the stories, oh, an archive of shows, social network sharing options, a whole bunch of other stuff that you won't bother with anyway. Until next week, when the topic will be A Beautiful Thing, this is Lawrence Simon saying thank you for listening. My apologies if this sounded a little rough, but, well, SL9B, they're having me do some last-minute things. And, as always, keep it brief.